Well, good evening, everyone. Tonight, this is the Sparks team training call for June 10th, 2013. Well, for tonight's call, we're going to talk about what I would do as a brand new AMSOIL dealer if I signed up today into the company. It's going to be an exciting program, and we're excited about maybe helping some newer dealers and veteran dealers if they're wanting to get rekindled in their AMSOIL business. They could do any of these things and start over. Lord knows I've only started my business over probably at least 1,000 times. Let me do it different this way or do something different here. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. But first, we have an exciting news to talk about. Next Monday, which is the 17th of June, we have scheduled an interview with a famous author, Bob Berg. You can look this guy up on the internet, go to Amazon. This is a best-selling author on the New York Times bestsellers list. He's written several books, including The Go-Giver, Endless Referrals, It's Not About You, and Go-Givers Sell More. And this is going to be an exciting program. We're moving it up to the next level, as they say. Bobby Flay, you know, up to the next level. So it's going to be a great program next Monday. So if you know anybody that wants to join our business or hear more about how to get more customers and create better relationships, I think Bob is going to tell us how to do it. Also on tap this week is the Beltane teleconference. This will be held on Thursday, June 13th, same time as this call, 7 p.m. Central. Mark your calendars to call in. It's going to be an exciting program. This call has been the Beltane has been doing a call since 2000. So this is the 13th year, and it's very exciting. I've very rarely missed any of the Beltane calls. As a matter of fact, I am the de facto person to record the calls and put them on the website for other dealers to listen to. So the number to call is 954-468-2344. It's a call-in program. You just listen in. We will be calling some dealers on the Sparks team, some of the new direct jobbers. Hopefully we can talk to them and understand how they've built their business. Lastly, we're coming up on 30 days before the convention and core technology course up in AMSOIL in Superior Duluth area. The core technology starts on July 16th and goes to the 18th at about noon. And the convention starts in the afternoon on the 18th of July and goes to the 20th, which concludes in the evening on the 20th. That's a Saturday with Al Amatuzio dinner. This is a dress-up affair. You should be dressed up for this event. It's the President's Dinner, and this is when I'm pretty sure that the car will be given away and all the big money that's going to be given away. I think Mr. Amatuzio's got at least $10,000 of cash that he's going to give away at this thing. This is a pretty big deal. This is the biggest event in 5 years for your business. Do you really want to wait until 2018 to take part in another AMSOIL convention? Really, that's a long time. Of course you don't want to wait. So get registered right now for the convention. And even if you only attend Friday and Saturday, your time's limited, your money's limited, you can make it up there for Friday and Saturday. It will be well worth your time and money. But, of course, the core technology is just the icing on the cake, especially for the cost of $150 for the core technology and, of course, $150 for the convention. So I promise you will get your money's worth and then some. So get yourself registered. It's not too late. We're 30 days out. You can register the day before, but I don't recommend it. It might be hard to find a hotel. But get yourself registered as soon as you possibly can. With that, let's get on to tonight's call. So let's say I'm getting started as a brand new AMSOIL dealer. What am I going to do? How am I going to focus my first 30, 60, 90 days, my first year as a brand new AMSOIL dealer? I think if you follow some of these tips that I'm going to give out tonight, you'll get started right. You'll be on the fast track. You'll be doing more than probably 90% of the AMSOIL dealers that are registered currently and register. Most dealers are kind of lost. They don't have a good sponsor. They don't have a good network. They don't have a good team to call into to get advice. So having having these tips will help you out as a brand new AMSOIL dealer. The first thing to really think about is getting started right is that this is a business. If you want to have it as a hobby, that's okay. You know, you can sign up for your $15, $30 and buy some products for yourself. But if you treat this like a business, it becomes a business. And that's my first advice. Treat it like a business. Go into the accounting side of the house, and that's like our housekeeping, and those are the basic things that we really need to focus on right away before it gets out of hand is your accounting. And AMSOIL takes care of most of this for us, but there are some things you can do yourself on the tax side that's really going to help you out. Especially if you have a full-time job and you're earning income with your regular job, as a home-based business owner, you have tax advantages that somebody with a regular JOB does not have. You can claim things for your end-of-the-year taxes, and you're paying taxes to the government right now. If you have a full-time job, they pull that out of your income before you ever see it, and they pay that for you at the end of the year. A lot of people get a refund. Some people pay. You know, this is all over the place. But get your accounting set up. Set yourself up a separate a bank account. You don't need a business account, but you do need to keep your business finances separate than from your personal finances. AMSOIL has, everybody asked me, and I said, hey, wait, is this an AMSOIL card? No, AMSOIL has a 3-inch sticker. And I put one of them stickers on my debit card that is for my AMSOIL account that I use for AMSOIL, and so I set up a separate savings account or a separate checking account, whichever one that you want to do, and I've got a debit card for that, and I took the little 3-inch AMSOIL sticker, and I kind of centered it on there, and I trimmed off both ends of it, so you don't, it fits pretty good, and you can tell it's an AMSOIL debit card, and it really works great. So use that for your AMSOIL account. Use it for your orders. Use it for your literature orders. If you're going out doing business, use it for that type of thing. You're buying AMSOIL-related materials. You're going to the store and buying paper for your printer or what have you. But get all those funds for that account. You know, at first you will have money that you're putting in there because you're getting your business started. You know, I recommend, you know, if you could start out with 100, 500, or put $1,000 in this thing. You know, hey, I'm taking $1,000 in savings, transferring to my AMSOIL account. This is my starting money. This is the seed that I'm planting in the ground. So when I grow this tree, this giant, apple tree or chestnut tree, it's going to bear fruit, and then it's actually going to pay me back later on. But you need some seed money, so you can start out with whatever you feel comfortable with, whether it's 50, 100, 500 bucks, 1,000, you know, that's okay. So you're going to do that, and then keep your accounting, start keeping your records. You're going to do that right away because it's relatively easy to do. As you start adding more things into your AMSOIL business, it gets more and more you know, you got your cell phone bill. A portion of that cell phone bill could be taken as a tax expense. If you've got mileage for your vehicle, if you've got some of your computer bills and all this stuff, and you'll want to talk to your tax accountant person for that. I'm not going to get into that on this, but there are tax advantages, and start tracking those expenses right away. And, of course, anything that you purchase from AMSOIL, whether it's literature or products to use for yourself, products to sell, products to give away, you'll want to keep those also separate and keep the records for that. But treat it like a business, and it will become a business. The next, I think, most important thing of your AMSOIL business in the first week or two that you're getting started, the sooner the better, as I tell folks, is the T1 program. This is really the most important thing you can do right away, and it will answer a lot of basic questions that you'll have about getting started, so you don't have to ask your sponsor. You know, a lot of things are covered in the T1 program because it goes through the booklets that AMSOIL has provided for training. It's our basic training for any AMSOIL dealer. And it will also give you more questions to ask your sponsor or DJ. But it'll cover a lot of basic questions, but more advanced questions that might help you formulate some ideas and game plans to get your business started on the right foot. A basic understanding of a compensation plan. I think within the first, 2 weeks to 1 month, you should have a basic understanding. And really, the compensation plan is your question: how do I make money in AMSOIL? How would I start about earning an AMSOIL commission? Because we got started as AMSOIL dealers so that we could earn some money, extra money part time at $50, $100, $500 a month, $1,000 a month, whatever your goal is. And that's up to you, but you have to have an understanding. Well, how do I go about doing this? When I first got started in AMSOIL, I studied. What's the biggest bang for the buck? How do I earn money right away? And this is what led me to the commercial retail on the shelf program, also called the installer program. This program pays you a cash commission of 15% to 20%. And as your best bang for your buck for your time and dollars spent, you get a registered commercial retail account. They buy products on a regular basis, and you're going to earn some good commissions from these accounts. You're going to take care of those accounts, of course, and over time develop them and add products on and so forth. And they might actually give you some referrals for other accounts to help you even expand your business. So great relationship with your commercial retail accounts. Secondly, the dealer PC program is a longer term but a more stable program once established. You can understand that as you add some dealers and PCs to your business, it really builds depth in your organization and it makes your AMSOIL business a more stable organization. In the T1 program, and when you do take that, there's a little section in there about sponsoring and so forth, and it says sell for today's income and sponsor for tomorrow's income or stability. And you got to understand how this works. So when you're first getting started in AMSOIL, a preferred customer or dealer, you might not make a whole lot of money off of that because you're in the two, your volume of your products going through your business is small. 2%, 5% doesn't sound like a lot, but as time, that will grow. And that's why when you first start out thinking about the commercial retail program makes a lot of sense. Maximize your commissions, building your commissions over time and concentrating on setting goals and passing those goals and moving on to the next. Let's say you start out in your first month in your AMSOIL business, you might have 300 commission credits or 500 commission credits, what have you. Make that your goal. Once you get up to 500, say, well, I'm not going to go back down to 100 at the end of the next month or month after that. I'm at the 500 level, and I want to get 500 every month. And then you get to 750, and then you get to 1,000, then you get to 1,500. Then you get in, and this is a stair-step type of plan, but as it builds up, your income goes up. So set your goals and maximize your commissions by building up these levels of your business, and this will become more important down the road, especially in the stability of your business. If you see your income going $50 one month, $500 the next, $20 the next, $700, if it's all over the place, that should tell you that something's not right. What am I doing? It's nice to get a big account, maybe a big order every once in a while, but you want stability in your income because you can track it and it should grow over time, and it should just kind of keep going up a little bit at a time. 15-20% a year is excellent returns on your investment. David Bell mentioned something about understanding compensation plan and watching a couple of videos that I posted in the email. And I actually have a website set up for that. It's called Do Home Business Right. And a guy named Tim Sales has made a DVD, which is available on the internet, and it's entitled Brilliant Compensation. And it goes over and it really illuminates the understanding of how our AMSOIL business works. And he equates it to being in real estate. And if you're in real estate, a real estate agent makes money by selling houses. Well, how can he increase his income? Well, the only way he can increase his income is sell more houses or actually become a real estate broker. When he becomes a broker, now he has real estate agents that work for him or under him. So he gets a little portion of their income while the real estate agents make their income. And they spreads out this, and that's how our business grows. And if you watch that DVD, you will really get a good understanding of how our business works, how the AMSL compensation plan works, and you'll feel comfortable. So when you get that question, that all fearful question, is this a pyramid scheme? And no, we are not a pyramid scheme. Pyramid schemes are illegal in the United States, and we are not. We are a direct sales company, and we get paid based off of volume of products moving through our business. And the higher the volume of products, the more you get paid. So that's kind of that. The other part of the video is called What the Wealthy Buy on Payday. When you start your business out, you might think, well, I just want to have a few hundred extra dollars, maybe have some fishing money or money to help with my daughter's education or what have you. Well, as you start building your business, you start thinking about investing and long-term and all these other things. And wealthy people, the things they spend their money on are totally different than poor people and even middle-class people. And he goes into depth in talking about what the wealthy buy on payday, the wealthy buy assets. Assets are a thing that pays you money. This could be real estate. This could be another business, things like that. And, you know, middle-class people, they buy things that go down in value. Dave Ramsey, if you ever heard of him, he's got a radio program, talks about that too. You know, you buy a boat, and, you know, it goes down in value the day you pull it off the lot. And, you know, they say that the best day of a boat owner's life is the day that he buys it and the day that he sells it. So, you know, those things go down in value. But wealthy people buy things that go up in value and that pay them over time. And yet, once you understand that and you put some effort into that type of a program later down the road, Dave Ramsey says it best, you know. He says something like, work today and don't do what normal people do today so that later you can not be like a normal person, because most normal people work until they die, and wealthy people, you know, they work hard for a while and then they learn how to use their assets to help them, you know, pay themselves longer term. So and the next thing on your AMSOIL business, after understanding the compensation plan, would be to get AMSOIL in all your vehicles and equipment. This is as soon as possible. Whatever vehicles you currently have, there's an AMSOIL product that we make for it. And if you can use it in your lawnmower, your weed eater, if you've got a motorcycle, buy AMSOIL for your motorcycle, put it in your cars. If you got one car, put it in that. If you got two cars, put it in that. But become, what we say is, become a product of the product, which means somebody comes and asks you, do you have AMSOIL in that thing? And you've core, yes, I do have AMSOIL in it. Even if it's fuel additives, yeah, I put the AMSOIL fuel additive in it, and I'm putting, the next thing I'm putting in is this, and I'm documenting all of it. And this is going to give you some personal testimonials and recommendations that you have personal experience of the product. And as you gain customers, you'll get more testimonials, either written or verbal. Those are both great. Written is obviously the best. If you can get a written testimonial, and write your own testimonial. Write it down. Hey, I put the PI in my car. This is, I got 20 miles of a gallon almost before I put it in. Now I'm getting 21 or 22 miles a gallon, and now you've shown an increase. Put the engine oil in and what you got before and after. Write those things down. You might forget them, so write them down before you do it or while you're doing it. If you can take a video of it and post it on the internet, now you're out there showing other people what you're doing, and that's a great thing. Announce to your friends and family what you've committed to do. You've committed to starting an AMSOIL business, and I think a lot of dealers kind of fall short on this. I don't know if they feel embarrassed or what have you, but tell your friends and family, look, you're not trying to sell them. Hey, don't do that. You say, look, I started this AMSOIL business, and I'm trying to get moving on it. You may or may not be interested, but can I? Would you be interested in helping me? Take a look at it. Do you know someone? Ask for moral support. Ask to help them brainstorm. You know, hey, I'm getting started. How would you start a business? Or how would you? Who would you talk to first? And those people will come up with a lot of great ideas that you might not have come up with. Visit with your closest friends and determine how they would help you get your business launched. Ask them to help you launch your business. Hey, if I give you 10 catalogs, would you hand those out for me and just say, write a little letter for them. Say, look, my friend Michael Sparks is getting started in his business, and I'm giving out these catalogs. Would you be interested in taking one? And, you know, if you gave out 10 friends with 10 catalogs and had them give out those catalogs in the first 2 weeks of your business and report back to you with the names and telephone numbers of who you gave them to, maybe you could really get your business off on a positive, successful start. Your launch date. While you signed up in your AMSL business, you're probably not quite ready to go out and tell the world. You're pretty excited and you're getting started, but you want to pick a date, you know, maybe 30 days or 60 days, depends if you're, you know, what you're doing, if you're working full time or you're not, or you're really excited or you're just a little bit excited. You pick your launch date and you work towards that launch date when you're really, truly ready to get started. You're going to get the T1, you're going to have some AMSL clothing, you're going to have your business cards already and everything like that, but, you're going to pick a launch date and say, well, in 30 days, I'm going to get this thing really rolling. That's when I'm going to go out and start signing up accounts. That's what I did, actually, when I started. I tell everybody I started in 2000, January of 2000. I actually started in November of 1999, and I took about 30 days. And back in those days, you had to order the business manual separately, and you had to pay an extra $20 on top of the business manual to order to the T1. But I did both of those in the first 30 days. And on January 1st, I decided I was going to go out, and I didn't really know about the launch date or anything like that. I said, well, on January 1st, I'm going to go out and start, and that's what I did. I didn't make any kind of announcement or anything. I just went out and started selling AMSL products, and if I had known what I know now, I'd tell everybody, this is the date I'm starting. Would you help me out? Type of thing. Because people are always willing to help you out. You'd be surprised, you know, if they don't try to sell your friends and family. If they want to buy, that's great. Not all of them do right away. Some take, 13 years before they decide they want to try your products, but that's okay. But send a letter out to every contact you have an address for. Tom Hopkins has a little CD that talks about this, sending out a letter. Just let them know that you're starting a new part-time business, that you're hoping to help them save money on their vehicles and equipment, and you're also looking for a few referrals of people that might be interested in the products and saving money. And you'll be calling them in the next 15 to 20 days, and you write down the names and addresses and telephone numbers of those people you sent to, and just say, hey, did you get my letter? And yeah, I got your letter. Hey, what'd you think? And, oh, yeah, that's great. You know, hey, well, what are the couple of names you got for me? Or maybe you're the person interested, and it's really a nonchalant. You're helping them see what you're doing, and it's going to really benefit you in the long run. So asking for that assistance from your friends and family. Most dealers don't do this. They try to keep it in the dark what they're doing. And I think if you start the other way, it's really going to benefit you in the long run. Getting started with gathering customers. That's what we call gathering customers. Start your list right away. Anybody that pops into your mind, oh, somebody would be good for AMSL. Oh, this person's got a new car. These people just, when you get started, they just start, these ideas just keep rolling. So always be ready to write them down and have a master list somewhere of all the people that you think would be good for your AMSL business. And anybody that you know that has vehicles and equipment, that's just about everybody, right? Even if it's your niece or nephew that has a bicycle, hey, they're on my list for a can of AMSOIL metal protector for Christmas with a little bow around it. It's for your bicycle, Johnny. Go from there. But put these people on your list and don't take them off unless they pass away. But put them on your list, and they might not buy this week or next week. They might not buy in a year. They might not buy in 10 years. You just never know. But don't take them off your list. Don't begrudge them or anything like that. Just they're on your list, and just keep telling people what you're doing. Keep being positive about your AMSOL business. That positivity that you put out comes back at you. If you're negative about it, it's going to come back negative. So always just be positive, and things are going great. You're adding customers on a regular basis. That's a good thing. I think nowadays with the advent of the internet, it's a lot easier to stay in touch with people. It's a lot easier with what they call social media. But create you a newsletter. Create a newsletter, and email's perfectly fine. There's some free tools out there. One is called MailChimp, and just start adding emails to your email list, and send out a once a month newsletter. AMSOL has so many new products coming out. They have new brochures that they redo, testimonials. You know, if you just take a newsletter and say you put one testimonial, one brochure, and one product feature, that's three things on a thing. It's not too much for somebody to read. Some links to your website, how to get in touch with you, and thank them, hey, thanks for taking a look at this. Please pass it along to someone else you think might get benefit. They might pass it along as well. But keep that newsletter going, and as a customer, you start adding people. It might be only 20 people or 50 or 100 people that you're added to this email list right off the bat, but that thing could grow to 500, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 people. You just don't know. Just keep adding people to the list. Don't take them off. And, of course, most of those email list things, people can unsubscribe if they want, and that's okay. I get notifications of people unsubscribing. Even AMSOL dealers, people that are registered as a dealer, have unsubscribed. And it hurts a little bit at first, but you just say, hey, that's okay. Maybe they'll come around sometime. Commercial retail, I think that, like I said, commercial retail is the foundation of any AMSOL business, and having commercial retail accounts is important, and building relationships with people you already do business with, your car guy, your small engine guy, your motorcycle shop guy, your plumber, your lawn care guy. All those people qualify as a commercial retail account. They have a business, they qualify. Helping them getting products, and it's local, and you can get referrals back from that as well. So that's always smart to do. Some small local car shows, bike shows, fairs, flea markets, any place that's somewhat inexpensive that you could set up and get in front of a bunch of people. If you got a fair and it's $50 to get set up at a table, and there'd be 1,000 people there, that's a chance to talk to 1,000 people. If you had to get in your car and drive up and down roads in your town to talk to 1,000 people, you spend a lot of time and gas. You can get in front of 1,000 people in one weekend, or 50 people in one weekend. That's why I spent your money. You might not get a lot of customers registered right at first. That's okay. You need experience, and you need to learn about talking about your products, and that's going to be money well spent going down the road. Registering customers, set a goal. The reason I have the name AccountDirect, .LubeDirect for the dealer training site is I believe that registering commercial retail accounts is the fastest way for anyone to start earning income in the AMSOL business. So registering 25 commercial retail or installer accounts and earning 1,000 commission credits is what we call Account Direct, and this should be the basis of the first few months in your AMSOL business, or 6 months or a year, whatever it takes you. There's no set standard for it, but start working towards getting some of these registered accounts. And just remember, not all of these guys are going to buy. You might register. I've got plenty that registered have never bought products from me. That's okay. You never know. They might come around. But remember the Pareto formula. 80% of your business comes from 20% of your accounts. So it takes a few accounts, and you're going to get a few no's, and you're going to get some that want to buy the product but just don't for whatever reason. That's okay. 80% of your business comes from 20% of your accounts. Moving on to dealers and PCs. Think about our business. The commercial retail is more of an account. You're more of an account rep. you're repping the products and you're making a good income from that, about 15 to 20%. Well, dealers and PCs are for your long term of your AMSOIL business, and this is really kind of the foundation. That's why AMSOIL is what it is today, because of the dealers that have went out there and registered all these customers and accounts. So dealers and PCs, I kind of lump them together, offer this program often. A PC can upgrade to a dealer at any time. Just remember that. Preferred customers, that's like Sam's Club or Costco. They pay $20 a year, $10 for 6 months, and they get to buy at wholesale. The beauty of this program is that they are locked in. They are a registered customer with you, and they are protected under the AMSOIL Account Protection Program. A dealer, PC, commercial, retail on the shelf, slash installer, those are all protected accounts. That means no other dealer can work with them. On the sponsoring, how many dealers does it take to become successful? You just don't know. But a good friend of mine, Jordan Adler, he's the author of Beach Money. He created a six-figure per month income, and he sponsored his average is 2.5 distributors per month. So he sponsors about 30 new distributors a year, and this can significantly increase your income. So why not make that a goal? If you do better than that, you're really great. If you do less, well, get to work. How's that sound? You know, but if you sponsor about two dealers a month, 2.5 dealers a month, into your AMSOIL business, you will see a lot of traction going forward. Might not show up the first month or second month, but just start working on it, and you'll see long-term that your AMSOIL business will really blossom and grow. On the social media, that's just a no-brainer with your AMSOIL business. Having a website, you can start out with the Lube Dealer one that you can get through AMSOIL, either as a premium dealer zone or pay $30 a year. Or you can build your own. You can listen to one of our training calls on WordPress. That's what I use. I firmly believe that that's the best platform out there for building websites. Having your Facebook page and using your personal and business page. Don't spam everybody with your AMSOIL opportunity, but there's places to work it in there and interact with people. Let them know what you're doing. Twitter, there's LinkedIn, YouTube. Read an email today, somebody that's in direct sales gets 50% of her leads from YouTube. So YouTube's a great thing for people that feel like making videos. Literature and clothing, don't become a literature collector, which I think I have been in the past. I've got stuff that's not even valid anymore, but that's okay. But you got to have literature, and you got to get it into the hands of people that buy. So have a regular literature order, but make sure you give the literature out. So get the literature coming in. If you get if you make a literature order, fine. Make sure you have a way to get rid of that literature. Don't let it sit and pile up. You know, stamp the back of your literature or put a sticker on it, whatever your method is, and find a way to get that out. Having literature on hand is always a great thing. And don't get crazy with the expensive literature. Don't give every person $3 or $5 or $10 worth of literature that they're not going to read. You know, as somebody gets more interested, then you'll send them different brochures. I like to start out with one of the little trifold brochures, the G1053, or if it's a motorcycle account, whatever that brochure. But, you know, you buy packs of 100 of the G1053. It's just the AMSOIL Superior Performance and Protection brochure. You get 100 of those for $4. If you buy them at a trade show, it's like $2 and some change. And a little handout on how to get in touch with you and your business card. And that's a great way to start. You got, you know, less than a buck invested in giving out literature, and it's nice looking. Don't get cheap on literature. Don't, you know, you're printing things off the internet. It's okay in a pinch, but don't make it a habit. I don't think that they look as good as having the nice AMSOIL-made literature. I'm not going to argue with folks. There could be differences of opinion. I just think that having the nice AMSOIL literature really presents a professional appearance. The literature pack. This is the essential item I believe any new dealer should have. I really don't know if you need to have the dealer business manual, which is the G700 now with the internet, all of it being on internet. You really don't need that because that's on the internet. Why spend money on that? Buy the literature pack. That's the G1312, and that is a three-ring binder with every piece of current AMSL literature that they make. And they will send it to you in a three-ring binder. You carry that around, and if you've got somebody that has a motorcycle, you pull out the motorcycle brochure, you show it to them, you hand it to them, you let them look at it, and then you take it back and you put it back in your binder. And, say, that's the only one I've got, and I can get you more information. Give me your name, your address, and your telephone number, and I'll send you some more information. And that's a great way to get contact information as well. So the G1312 literature pack is an essential item. I believe it's $40 current price of that, but it's well worth it with all the literature in it. The G100 retail catalogs, those are the catalogs you give out. It has all the products in it with the retail pricing. You put your dealer number on the back of it. You put your contact information and what have you. And give those out to people. You can leave them at the barber shop. You can leave them anywhere. Pick them up, even if they're old. I mean, I have some that are a year old or whatever. As long as the prices are somewhat close, AMSL will let them know if prices aren't current. But put those things out there. You can buy the G100 catalogs. I think they're 50 cents a piece if you buy them. Individually, you can buy them in packs of 100, 300, or 900 and get discounts. And, of course, you can also get them on the trade show co-op as well. The G250 installer kit, this is essential for anybody talking to shops that install AMSL products. It really has a lot of great brochure. I think it's $8, and you get like $16 worth of literature in it, and plus the ability to register two accounts. The G1001, which is retail on the shelf account kit, you want a couple of those on hand so you're always ready to register a retail on the shelf or an installer. Those both work the same. And then the G1001, that's the commercial account packet. That's to register any kind of business that is going to use AMSL products for their own use. Buy you some clothing. Have you, don't go crazy, but, $100 worth of AMSL clothing is $1,000 in your pocket, is what I've said. I've registered customers and dealers just because I had AMSL clothing on. And some of those people might be listening in tonight. So don't keep it a secret that you sell AMSOIL. Even if you have an AMSL hat, even if you wear an AMSL shirt or have just an AMSL name tag, let people know you're selling AMSL products. Recommend having several shirts and hats and promotional items as well. I even went around my little cup here that I use at the house. I've got an AMSL sticker on it. I drink out of it because I'm proud that I sell AMSOIL. So, having those items around, stickers and whatnot, it's always a smart thing. On your vehicles, at the very least, on your AMSOIL vehicle, is have your sticker and your cell phone number. You just never know, somebody might call you. So put some graphics on there. Do you need to buy the AMSOIL graphics right off the bat? Probably not. You can do a really good job. There's if you come to the convention, you'll see all the way from a sticker and somebody's telephone number to the full wrap or what have you. I know somebody that's got an entire RV wrapped with AMSOIL, so you can go as much as you want. But at least somebody knows how to get in touch with you with your vehicle, and that vehicle sitting in the mall parking lot, Walmart parking lot, it is advertising for you, and you will get some calls from that. How much should I spend on my AMSOIL business? You start out with your $15 to $30 registration, but that just gives you an account number so you can order some products. Really, I think you should start out with $200 to $500 to start, and $15 for your dealership, $20 for some business cards, $100 to $150 in products for your vehicles and your equipment that you have, show and tell type of things, $100 in clothing and your vehicle graphics, $50 in literature. That's about $285 right there that I just did. But that's really going to get you started out. If you want to do the fast track, you can spend about $1,000, and that's not out of the question. And, of course, doing some local shows and get your name out there. You're going to buy your envelopes and your stamps and stuff like that to send out your to send out stuff in the mail, that's all part of your business expenses. So in the first month of your business, you at least want to be T1. That's the very least. 30 days, let's say you have a PC, a dealer, commercial, retail account, on-the-shelf account registered in place. That's in 30 days. 60 days, you know, maybe have 10 commercial retail accounts, 3 to 4 dealers, and 5 to 10 PCs. 90 days, 20 commercial retail accounts, 8 to 10 dealers sponsored, 10 to 20 PCs, preferred customers. In 6 months, you might have 20 to 25 commercial or 25 to 50 commercial retail accounts, 15 dealers sponsored, and 25 to 30 PCs, preferred customers, registered. And in 1 year, you know, direct jobber is not out of the question. There's dealers on our team that have made direct jobber within 1 year of being serious, and that's even working part-time at their AMSL business. So direct jobber, put that on your goal for your one-year list. And if it doesn't happen, that's okay. But let's just say you have 25 to 30 dealers sponsored, 40 to 50 preferred customers, and 50 to 100 commercial retail accounts. And your aptitude or your interest may be different. You might really like to sign up preferred customers. You might have 100 preferred customers and only 10 commercial retail. It's just your business. There's no set standard. I'm just throwing out some numbers of things to think about. So what if? What if you could make that happen? What would that do for your life and your income and your future? If you could make those things happen and add these customers to your AMSL business. And what if you only did half of this? Or if you only did one-fourth of this, you're still going to be successful. You're still going to be 90% of the AMSL dealers ahead of them. You're going to be ahead of 90% of the AMSL dealers. Most dealers register, they sign up a customer, and they're pretty much done. So to summarize the call tonight, what would I do in the first 30, 60, 90 days? I would talk to my sponsor on a regular basis. I would call into these calls. I would get a goal sheet and follow the goal sheet and do my best. I would think about what it is I want in the first 3 months, 6 months, a year, 5 years. Or I would register for the AMSL convention even today. And if I could make the convention, I would be already saving my pennies to go to the AMSL University in May. So I think that's it for the AMSL brand new dealer. Hope everybody enjoyed the call tonight. I just opened up the call. If anybody got any questions or comments, be glad to help you out and answer any if you got any. No questions. Call's open here.
Michael, what's your next step up in the business? Where are you at with your level of achievement, and where are you going next?
Well, David, the thing about the goals, I've always said, AMSL has put some out there for us, and you can pull up your goals by looking at the awards and recognition and the AMSL G700 businessman, or you pull that up online. And if you build your business by going to what's the next level of achievement for me to get to, that's a great way to set goals. And mine, right now, currently, I'm a Regency Silver direct jobber, so I'm working my way towards Regency Gold. And as you move up the ladder, you, as anybody knows, the steps get further apart. So I've tried to do one level per year, and they're getting a little bit further apart. So I'm at the working on a 2-year goal to make Regency Gold for our AMSL business here. That's kind of where we're working to.
I bet you can do it, Michael.
Well, I appreciate it, David. We're doing a lot of things, helping a lot of folks get their business off the ground and running, and I think helping new dealers get started is a smart way to do that. And I talked to a new guy today that's been using the products, and he's excited about getting started, and really this is what kind of spurred this on. And also Chuck and I talked last week about doing a new dealer orientation, if you want to call it. I hope this works well for everyone. So,
good job, Michael.
Well, I appreciate it. Everybody, I hope everybody has a great night. Thanks for calling in again. And if you want to listen to the archive, you just go to the dealer training site. It's www.accountdirect.lube-rec.com, or check the email, call your sponsor, call your DJ, or call me. I'll direct you to the right place if you want to download the call and listen to it later. So I appreciate everybody tonight. Everybody have a great night.
Thanks, bye, Michael.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye, Michael.
Bye.